With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. RNC Chairman Joe Gruter says Democrats are solely responsible for this government shutdown.
Darren, look at what's happened over the last 4 years. The 30 states that track voter registration, we've picked up 4.6 million voters. And it's not an accident. People are rejecting these far-left woke policies.
Gruter says what he sees as a leftward direction in the Democrat Party will give Republicans an edge in next year's midterm elections.
You got to look at the midterms coming up and the fact that the incumbent party is 2-39 in these off-cycle elections, so the headwinds are against us. But I think we have a real opportunity to continue to build with the base and build with our, you know, hold the majorities of both the House and the Senate based on things like what the Democrats are doing right now with the shutdown.
One of the casualties of the government shutdown is the monthly jobs report. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
The Labor Department typically releases its monthly job numbers on the first Friday of the month, but that report on economic data is being delayed amidst the ongoing shutdown. A short delay won't be very disruptive, but a long absence of those numbers could pose challenges, particularly for the Federal Reserve. The Fed relies on jobs data as it grapples with interest rates amid a slowing labor market. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A hospital official in Gaza says Israel bombing of Gaza City has significantly subsided, though at least six Palestinians have been killed. Israel's army says the country leaders have instructed it to prepare for the first phase of the U.S. plan to end the war. An official has told the AP the army has moved to a defensive position and will not actively strike. President Trump told Israel to stop bombing after Hamas accepted some elements of the plan. Trump now warns that Hamas must move quickly or all bets off. This is SRN News. A new poll shows a Canadian province is becoming increasingly pro-life.
LifeSite News reports that according to political consultant and executive director of Pro-Life Alberta, Richard Doerr, only 37% of Albertans say abortion should always be legal. 43% say only in certain cases, and an additional 9% would outlaw it entirely. As Doerr wrote at the Western Standard, adding those numbers together, you get a majority. That's not fringe. That's Alberta. This comes on the heels of data published by the CBC in June, finding that the number of Albertans who strongly agree with the importance of traditional family values has grown from 35% to 40% over the past 7 years. I'm Bill Alexander.
Alliance Defending Freedom International is reporting 75-year-old grandmother Rose Doserty has been arrested a second time for standing outside an abortion clinic in Scotland. This is SRN News. A team of excavators have found $1 million in treasure from a centuries-old Spanish shipwreck.
It was recovered off a stretch of Florida known as the Treasure Coast. The shipwreck salvage company 1715 Fleet Queen's Jewels LLC announced the find this week. The treasure includes more than 1,000 silver and gold coins. The fortune was lost at sea when a hurricane struck a fleet of Spanish ships in July 1715. Treasure hunters have been combing the coast for generations looking for the fortune. The salvage company says dates and mint marks are still visible on some coins. Keith Peters, Washington.
White House Budget Director Russ Vogt says the Trump administration will withhold $2.1 billion for Chicago infrastructure projects, expanding funding fights that have targeted Democratic areas during the government shutdown. The pause affects a long-awaited plan to extend the city's red line plan. More details at SRNNews.com.